Americans are taking in the outcome of a hard-fought battle for the White House, and there's no argument the race was fierce. That was also the case at an entirely different kind of contest in Spokane last weekend, where the only thing stiffer than the competition were the whiskers. Correspondent Emily Schwing has this audio postcard.
My name's Jeremy Smith. I'm the president of Spokane Beard and Mustache. This is our fifth annual Epic Beard competition for charity and a good time.
What is an epic beard?
That's up for anyone's interpretation. Any beard can be epic, no matter how long or short.
My beard's, I guess, maybe 2 feet long, and I usually keep it just in like in a loose braid just to keep it kind of tidy and out of the way. My name is Chad Roberts. I'm in from Richmond, Virginia.
We have 11 different categories depending on what style of beard you have. There's mustaches, different lengths of beards, freestyle, where people shape it with hairspray and stuff.
My name is Taylor McKibben. I'm from Portland, Oregon.
Taylor, do you have dinosaurs in your mustache?
Yes, I do.
How did you get these little dinosaur figures to stick to your mustache?
I kind of their feet are kind of embedded a little bit in the mustache, and then I just sprayed on a ton of hairspray.
What do you think it is about facial hair that gets people excited?
It's just nice to not have to shave, and it gives you, there's so many different ways you can wear it and express yourself with it.
Stuart Van Rice, Portland, Oregon. I've had a mustache for 15 years, maybe the last 10 years I've let it go, and people started telling me I look like Clint Eastwood and Sam Elliott, and you need to put a cowboy hat on, and I mean, it's kind of fun being a different person.
The beard community is really close. You'll see 30 people with 30 different beards, and it gives us a reason to get together.
Do people comment on your beard when you're walking down the street?
All the time.
What do they say?
Nice beard, love your beard. I mean, it always makes your day when you hear a good compliment on your beard, too.
That was Jeremy Smith, Chad Roberts, Taylor McKibben, and Stuart Van Rice. Correspondent Emily Schwing caught up with them at the fifth annual Epic Beard Competition in Spokane last weekend. More than 100 competitors from as far as Virginia and even Alaska came to take part. The group aimed to raise $15,000 for charity during the event.